Oh, yeah. Trash Talking Tuesday, indeed. Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Morning, Paul, family. Rise and shine. Pump it up. Get your chores done. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for supporting what we do. We appreciate it. Early voting. It's begun in most areas. And if I was going to ram it down your earlobes or whatever yesterday, painful. And I did.
Yes, you did.
I get early voting. Rah, rah, rah. I was like, I got to take my own advice once in a while. So I went to early vote yesterday. Well, and? Of all the counties, you know, I live in a little section of Clay County there near Keystone.
Right.
And their early voting really doesn't begin until today. I'm like, what?
Where was it being held?
What? The one where you go for early voting is, I think I got to go to City Hall. Normally it's a church right by the house.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if they participate in early voting. I can't remember. But one way or another, I'm going to try to get it done today. I invite everybody else to do the same thing. Get it done early.
My plan? Yep.
Yep. Speaking of the whole voting thing, a couple of stories here. Irritating.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's one. Mm-hmm. Michigan, with a Secretary of State that happens to be a Democrat, but I'm sure there's nothing to it.
Uh-huh.
Jocelyn Benson can't promise that her state's election results will be certified until November 6th, the day after the presidential and congressional elections.
Okay.
In 2020, we had the results of our highest turnout election in Michigan history within 24 hours of the polls closing. Had your highest turnout, huh? How many were actually legal citizens? How many were mail-in ballots?
Well, how many voters versus how many ballots?
Ah, I like that.
If those numbers don't match up, you got a problem.
You'd think.
Yeah.
You'd think. Don't be a denier.
Yeah, I know.
The unofficial results were completed by 8 p.m. Wednesday, so we're tracking that again this year. Oh, okay. We do have more options to process ballots sooner than Election Day, which is where we were restricted in 2020. So I'm optimistic we could see results even sooner. All right. So, yeah, they're finally changing it to where the mail-in ballots can be counted sooner.
I never understood that whole waiting thing.
Why
wait? Where's the logic in that?
Well, I understand maybe not count them as they come in because you want maybe some oversight there, but certainly once you've begun, once the polls are open, start counting then.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I would think. I don't know. So there's that.
Yeah.
Then there's this story. 4 days. 4 days.
What?
After Election Day is the over-under for when Fox News will likely declare a presidential election winner. That's according to the head of the network's decision desk. Mm. Yeah, Arnon Mishkin. Michigan's prediction, not Michigan,
Mishkin
is the name of the guy.
Okay.
I think it's a guy, I don't know, indicates the race will be too close to call for several days after the election, a predicament that mirrors the 2020 election. It's like, how many fake ballots do we have to crank out, says one Democrat to the other, as the mimeograph machine is going.
Wow, that's a flashback.
Yeah. So, yeah. We
wow.
Know.
A mimeograph machine.
That's
wow.
It. You know it is.
Oh, we had one. Yeah.
They're going to send ballots in VFX pretty soon.
Smoke signal, whatever they got to do.
Smoke signal. No, dude, that's Florida, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Amendment 3, man. I want to send out a smoke signal. Yeah.
Oh, it sends a signal, all right.
You know, Governor DeSantis was on with Laura on Fox News Channel.
Yep.
And, he explained why the Amendment 3, the weed one, was not a great idea.
Really?
We talked about it. It was written by this big company. It's basically, I like the way you said it, basically setting up a cartel in the state of Florida.
Oh, wow. Hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Maybe he should have a chat with the Donald, you know, get him on track on that one. Or at least explain it to him.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have a chat.
Look, everybody's free to do. When I talk about these things, I discuss these things. Obviously, we're going to have our own opinions.
Oh, sure.
It doesn't mean, You do what you feel is mm-hmm. in the best interest of you and your family, the interest of the state, your country, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a personal thing.
I agree.
I'm leaning against it. I like the way it's written. There's nothing I can do about it now, I guess, other than to complain, but this right. should have been handled by the legislature. But they don't have guts. These people are gutless. And you know what the interesting thing is? You think in the state of Florida, they pay these people any money? The state senators, state reps, they don't even make $40,000 a year. I'm not kidding. So you're not doing it for the money. What the heck are you doing it for? Why don't you go in there with courage? Huh? Why don't you go in there with some...
cojones.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of a good word there.
There you go. I mean, with so many people coming across the border, I'm trying to work on my Spanish.
I like that. I like how you're diverse in your conversational skills, Greg. You really are.
The whole Pig Latin thing was not working. It's just not working.
You are really emerging as a true Renaissance man. But yeah, anyway, so the weed thing. Look, and people do what they want to do. The libertarian part of me says,
sure.
Yeah, man, legalize it. But then there's a part of me goes, it's going to be all mandated by this. The state's going to have a say in it. This big company's going to have a say in it.
Sales tax?
Yeah, all the above.
Mm.
Tracking? Well, I don't know if you call it a sales tax, whatever the tax is going to be.
If you're buying something, I wonder what that would be. I look at this one the same way as I do the right to punch somebody in the nose. You've got your right to punch me in the nose ends at the tip of my nose. My analogy there is, hey, do what you want at home. That's fine. I don't care. But people aren't going to just do it at home. Wait till they're in a good position to drive. Again, we've talked about it, Gainesville. You smell it everywhere anyway. You're going to make it worse.
Thank you for bringing that up. You know why? Because now that you say that, Governor DeSantis made that exact analogy. From this standpoint.
Yeah.
He said, now in Colorado, who was kind of the leader of the pack on this, they actually do have areas, zones, whatever, where you can't just light up.
It should be like
specific
smoking.
To marijuana. Yes.
Yeah, right.
But apparently the way this thing is written in Florida, it doesn't necessarily deal with that. So when people say, man, you're going to smell that skunk weed everywhere, that
really means
sounds like it
everywhere.
Really could be the way it is.
And we'd like we need any more high driving around here. They can't drive anyway.
We need dopey drivers need more dope. Vote for weed, man.
Yeah. Right.
All right. I'm high on life, so.
That's good.
Yeah. Greg told me sample ballots are arriving. I don't know how widespread an issue, but in Alachua County, Gainesville City, you just got yours, right?
Well, it was Alachua County ballot, though, I mean, it's from...
But you can vote on the city issue, particularly like the GRU ones.
Because I live in the city,
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Good morning. Are we all together now? Good. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Special guest Chad Johnson will be in the studio at 8:05. He's running for Chuck Clemens' old seat. 97.3 The Sky. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show, which you can find wherever you get your podcast. Yep. And it's free. You just have to click on subscribe. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
All right, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And, of course, we have plenty to talk about. The amendments is really driving a lot of conversations everywhere, including here. And I did mention number three, which is the legalizing recreational marijuana. I know people have their opinions on this, and I shared mine. I'll leave it open for others to discuss as well. And let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Good morning, Tom. What's your thoughts?
I got a question and a comment about constitutional amendment.
Yes.
Figure that these amendments are put together by the special interests. Very little is made public about it until they show up on the ballot. Now, we all remember how Schoolhouse Rock and I'm Just a Bill works and how many different going through the House, going through the Senate, voting back and forth, the discussion on the bill, and then it's voted on. With that in mind, that's why I vote no on all constitutional amendments, regardless of what they are, because I think it's up to the legislature to chase the Florida Constitution, not special interests, word ballot referendums for an uninformed public to vote on.
Yeah, you're right. The legislature, that is their duty. And really, things make it to a constitutional amendment because the legislature is not doing their job. Mm-hmm. And or special interest group has a, like you said, a very special interest. And usually, a lot of time, not always, but there's money behind that. And with money, they're able to run a lot of ads in favor of it.
Right. We're seeing that for sure.
And we also know the wording is critically important. They purposefully, it seems, make it at least a little bit confusing to very confusing. They substitute different terms, like in the for the abortion amendment. You know, right now, parents have to be notified of a minor attempting to get an abortion. They have to actually have permission, consent.
Yes.
Consent.
That changed a little bit in this new
bill. That would change if that passes, and it would be all they have to do is notify, be notification. The other big thing on that one, too, healthcare care worker, healthware
provider. Yep.
And instead of stipulating that would be a trained medical doctor. So those are pretty
what they
big.
Don't say. Yeah, it's what they leave out. I mean,
exactly.
That kind of thing. So,
yeah. But yes, the legislature, in a lot of cases, they just, you know, they won't take on the difficult subject matter because they're afraid they're going to irritate some parts of their constituency. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a lot of it is a money thing. You know, the money behind them, the money behind the special interest groups, all that. It breaks down to this. I mean, I've been doing talk radio for almost 30 years. Follow the money. How many times do we hear that? It's because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yep, it's frustrating on a lot of different levels. You want to change the state's constitution. That's a pretty big deal, and it should be treated as such. But, you know, you get 60% of the vote. You only need a certain amount of, what, signatures? And I think you could even, can't you buy your way in? Can't you bypass the signature thing? Or
yeah, but I get his point. And some, and I'm very principled in a lot of things, but sometimes you can stand on your principle. It's like, and you feel like you're winning, but you're going to lose the war. Because just because you and maybe people that you know are, well, I'm not even going to, you know, I'll vote no on everything. You may be letting something that is bad get through by not stopping something.
I agree with that.
And your principle of not voting for something doesn't change what somebody in Tallahassee is going to do.
Well,
they're going to do or not do what they're going to do or not do. And our principle doesn't change that.
But along the lines of what Keith Perry said when he was on the air with us, if you are confused by him, you know, the fallback position should be a no.
Right.
Which I get that.
I get that.
Yeah. What are we voting yes on? That's the important one. What are we voting yes on?
Well, it's a yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes. So there's which one? You got four yeses in there. You've got the having to have certain parties shown if you're like on
a school board elections.
You've
that's
got
number
the,
one.
Number two, I think, is the hunting one. Is that right?
Yeah. It protects hunting and fishing in Florida.
So you want to vote
constitutional
yes.
Protection. Yeah, I would think you'd want to vote yes. Recreational marijuana, that's a personal choice.
And even that, though, even that is not phrased properly.
Oh, no, not at all.
How about if you're voting on that one? Oh, do you want to support a company coming in, as you put it, having a cartel and owning the pot business?
Right.
That's what it should be called.
That's what you're doing. And so it's not set up for competition, which lowers the prices.
Or your own.
It's actually the worst of any way they could have configured it, really.
Yeah.
And then Amendment 4 is basically opens the door to third trimester abortions, but it doesn't clearly spell that out anywhere in there.
It just leaves it open.
But that's one of the things it does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm a yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes on the Sixth Amendment.
Yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes.
And then I'm no on the Alachua County ones, on the GRU, the at-large representation, and what was the third one?
Well, you know what? You know where they can find all this information that we've talked about at length and with great guests.
Tell us, Bob.
The Bob Rose Show podcast.
Oh, we had Tim Martin with some great stuff yesterday.
He really did. And so you can find that podcast wherever you normally get your podcast and listen to it at your leisure. All right.
Look at you with a fancy accent. Been hanging around Kamala too long.
Well, I'm fixing to unload on Kamala here in a minute. Fixing to. Yep. Soft on crime versus law and order, how that figures into many swing states. That is coming up as well on 97.3 The Sky. Would you like fries with that?
Ooh, yeah.
It is every radio person's nightmare.
Yes.
Because that was always our fear. You're going to lose your job, and that's what you're going to be broadcasting.
Yes, would you like fries with that?
It'd be kind of like Sunny in 78. Would you like fries with that?
Yeah. There you go.
We just couldn't let go.
Yeah. Mm. Not that we don't live in fear of our jobs today every day. We just got used to that anxiety. Yep. That's all. We channel it now. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:39. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, Chad Johnson will be with us. He's a candidate for state rep. It's the seat that Chuck Clemens has held, but he's termed out. So look forward to speaking with him. Also, there's a veterans job fair. Career Source Citrus Levy Marion hosting the 12th installment of its annual Paychecks for Patriots job fair in Ocala. This will be Tuesday, November 19th from 2 to 4 at the College of Central Florida's Klein Conference Center on College Road. All right, so be looking for that. By the way, it's open to all job seekers, but the first hour of the event, they give priority to veterans and active service members as well as their military families. So that is Tuesday, November 19th, 2 to 4 at the College of Central Florida's Klein Conference Center. And take advantage of that if you're looking, because there's folks like Florida Department of Corrections, FedEx, City of Ocala, Chick-fil-A, just to name a few, that are interested in hiring people. Maybe right there. On the spot. All right. So, yeah, what's this big deal? You want fries with that?
Yeah.
Trump working the drive-through?
Mm-hmm.
Has the lefty media picked up on it much? Have they shown it at all? Talked about it? If they do, I'm sure that they are nasty about it.
Yeah, Walls making comments. Oh, it was just a photo op. And the response was, he's running for president. Of course it was a photo op. That's what they do.
No kidding.
It's photo ops. Yeah,
right. Former President Trump nearly broke the internet when he arrived for a Saturday shift at the Pennsylvania McDonald's and worked the drive-through window. It underscores allegations that Vice President Kamala Harris never worked at a McDonald's during her college career, as she apparently claimed on her resume. Hello, everybody. Trump said, took off his jacket, put on the apron. I like it all. Trump replied when asked about his favorite item on the menu. I like everything, but I do like the fries. Yeah.
I mean, they may not be real. Well, they started out as real, but they are some of the best tasting.
Not to get off track, but I will because it's what I do, and I have ADD.
Yeah.
Reading the Epoch Times because our friend Nanette was nice enough to leave me a copy.
Yeah.
One of the articles in there was about food additives in the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
And it's interesting that in Europe, McDonald's has three ingredients in their fries. I guess it would be potatoes, some kind of oil, and salt.
Yeah, that's it.
American McDonald's French fries apparently have 11. 11. Why do we allow the bar to be lower for America than it is in other places like Canada and Europe?
Well, you had the folks picketing Kellogg's the other day because of the cereal. In other countries, they'll use blueberry juice to make things a certain color. We have dye number this and red number that and yellow number. It's like, what's the FDA doing for us?
When Canada passed their food additive law or whatever, Kellogg's immediately changed, like you said, their Fruit Loops recipe.
They do it elsewhere.
Didn't have dyes in it. They used natural products. Do they pop like our Fruit Loops do with those bright colors? No. Who cares? I'd rather have the safe stuff, especially for developing brains and for kids. And then they said they'll voluntarily, change their recipe in America. In 2018, they were supposed to do it. Hello?
Not done yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get tough on that because, look, I think that is not all of our maladies are based on that, but I think that some of them definitely are. And I think if you're giving them to developing children, I think you're just begging for issues, because if you have a little red dye number whatever in this product, it's not like kids are only eating one thing a day with, you know, that dye in it. They could be consuming, you know, over what would technically be a safe limit. And then it goes back to, well, what is a safe level?
And do we really even know?
Yeah. Hey, don't worry. There's only a little plutonium in that. You would never feed that to your kids. But if it's some food dye that, you know, leads to some other issues, well, you're never told about it. So whatever. We got to be more demanding as consumers and hold the feet to the fire of, you know, our government. Raise those standards.
And just the things that end up in our food as proteins. Thank you, UN. It's a little crazy, too.
McDonald's released a statement on Sunday saying it has no record of Kamala Harris ever working there, as she has repeatedly claimed. Kamala is lying? No. Say it ain't so, Joe.
It's probably so.
Joe's going, you're asking me whether she's lying or not? I invented lie. I'm Joe Biden, and I can't remember what the message was. It is 6:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Craig Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. So much more to get to. Hang in there. Sit tight. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. It is 6:50. Let's call it 6:51. 9 minutes until 7. It's the Bob Rose Show. Craig Cassidy is here. One of your top stories, Fox News reporting that they suspect there'll be maybe a four-day delay after the election to give the results. In Michigan, they're saying, yeah, man, it's probably going to be at least a day for them alone.
It's painful just to think about that.
It is. And irritating. All right. We were also talking about a couple other things. Trump working at McDonald's for a day. Is it a photo op? Of course it is.
Yeah.
But did he look like he was having fun?
He was.
And the customers were interacting. And so if it was a photo op, good for him.
There's a great meme, by the way, going around with him. He's got a drill, and it shows him fixing the ice cream machines at McDonald's.
Because they're never working.
Yes, I thought that was funny. That's funny.
That's because they never paid their ice cream union dues. Let's go. And by the way, McDonald's actually did put out a thing where they said, we can't find any record of Kamala Harris working at McDonald's.
Maybe she was working it at McDonald's and people just misunderstood what she said.
Well, like a working girl?
Whatever she was doing.
Whatever she was doing. Willie came to order some fries. He got him a happy meal now, didn't he? Let's go to Dragon Hunter. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So Kamala, all she has to do is say, I worked at this location during these dates. Trump at McDonald's. One of the things the media points out all the time about Trump is how he denigrates people. But they don't ever say anything about Trump is always thanking people and praising other people and giving other people credit. And if you watch the McDonald's clip, that's a perfect example of how courteous and how much Trump shares glory with other people. And I'd like to invite people that don't like Trump to specifically watch his rallies and speeches and look for that. And that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Remember, Kamala Harris and her ilk, they follow the Karl Marx playbook. They call you what they are. So what does it tell you when they constantly, them and the lefty media, try to demonize Trump? Think about it. They try to demonize him. Mm-hmm. Why would that be? Why would they point that finger and try to demonize him?
They're demons. Satan.
I'm just saying.
I'm agreeing.
Okay. Chester wanted to talk about food dyes, but he couldn't hang on. He was dying to get in.
Wow. It's still early.
Yeah. Food dyes, good or bad?
Bad.
We
wrapped that segment up.
I think we did.
Yeah.
But a bit prematurely, because we still have like 3 minutes on the clock.
That's true.
So I'll get to one of my, I guess I shouldn't say a lot of filler story, but, well, it is.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Your live-in boyfriend you think, is going to inherit $30 million. You think he's going to leave you.
Oh.
So you think it's a good idea to lace his iced tea with antifreeze.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that there's ever really a good reason for that.
No, there's not.
Okay, just checking.
A North Dakota woman was accused of poisoning her boyfriend. She'll serve 25 years in prison following a guilty plea.
Wow.
Ina Kenauer, she's 48. So 48 plus 25, 60, 73. So 73, you're going to get out, maybe. And there is no $30 million inheritance. There never was.
Oh, no.
No. I don't know if he kind of made it up or what the deal was or whether it was a very exaggerated thing. But investigators doubted the inheritance existed. But she's 48. She was arrested by Minot police in last October, accused of using antifreeze to kill 51-year-old Stephen Edward Riley Jr.
What's the goal there, though? I mean, okay, you're not married to him. He's your boyfriend. Even if he does have an inheritance coming, that doesn't mean anything to you. You're not going to get it necessarily unless there's a will saying you're going to get it. So why off him? Just dump him and move along.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that sounds simple, but, you know.
Well, by the way, apparently in North Dakota, there isn't a common law marriage law, which there is in many states.
That's
a certain
true.
Period of time,
right.
You cohabitate, and they recognize that there's rights there established.
Right.
But not in North Dakota. Yeah, she thought he was going to inherit over $30 million and felt that she was due a portion of it as his common law wife. So, yeah.
Whoops. Well, she will get free meals and board.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Don't kill people. Leave.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Pretty simple.
Leave.
Yeah. Just go away.
Gosh, the sage advice that we keep giving out. And there's probably more to come on 97.3 The Sky.